Appalachia is the home of strange and mysterious beasts, with tales told of them for generations. Today, we tell the story of the Mothman of West Virginia. You're listening to Mountain Lore, Tales from Appalachia. Jane, I think I want to get away from ghosts and witches and haints and boogers for a little while. Let's talk about some strange, maybe or maybe not, real creatures from Appalachia.
Maybe. Now, haven't people seen some of these creatures?
They say they have.
Okay.
But we don't have any evidence other than maybe some fuzzy photographs or people's accounts of seeing them, okay. Things like that.
Does this go under folklore?
I would think so. At this point, I would think so. Folklore, urban legends,
okay.
Things like that.
Okay. What we got?
Well, today we have the story of the most well-known of these creatures, the Mothman of West Virginia.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Now, part of West Virginia folklore, the Mothman has been the subject of books and movies over the years. Surprisingly, the actual creature was only seen or heard for a little over a year in the Point Pleasant area. Now, this tale begins in the fall of 1966, when five men were digging a grave near the town of Clendenin, West Virginia, for a burial that was to occur. While they were hard at work on November 12th of that year, getting that plot of ground ready, they happened to notice something odd. What they saw was a man-like figure fly just over their heads from some nearby trees. Now, this was the first sighting. But 3 days later, two young couples from Point Pleasant were taking a ride in the countryside near the McClinty Wildlife Refuge on West Virginia Route 62 in an area known as the TNT area, named for an old World War II munitions plant that had been located there. As they came over a hill, they came face to face with a creature the likes of which they had never laid eyes on before.
Oh, wait, they came face to face.
That's their accounting, yes.
Oh.
Now, these four, Roger and Linda Scarberry and Steve and Mary Millett, said they saw a large white creature whose eyes glowed bright red. Swerving around the creature, they attempted to drive away. However, seconds later, they found the Mothman back in front of their car.
Oh.
Well, now, more frightened than ever at this point, the two married couples headed back for town, flying down the road at nearly 100 miles an hour. As they drove, this thing flew right behind them at the same speed, sometimes lifting up high into the air, then back down right behind them. They took every turn they could to shake the Mothman, even taking farm roads as a shortcut. On one of these roads, the thing managed to get in front of the car and immediately alighted on the road in front of them to block their path, lying there like a big lump of flesh. The couples backed up and headed back in the opposite direction to get to town. Later that night, they returned to the farm road, this time with the deputy sheriff. The, quote, lump in the road, end quote, was gone, but they did find a strange pile of dust in its place. They described this thing to the deputy as a large flying man with 10-foot wings. And these weren't the only sightings. Over the next several days that November, two volunteer firemen saw it, describing it as a large bird with big red eyes. A contractor, Newell Partridge, said that he aimed a flashlight at something in a field near his house and saw a creature whose eyes glowed like bicycle reflectors, you know, those big red reflectors on a bike. Partridge also attributed the disappearance of his German Shepherd dog and buzzing sounds from his TV to this thing. Tom Urey of Clarksburg, West Virginia, also saw the creature as it hovered behind his car as he was traveling at 70 miles an hour.
Oh.
A service station attendant by the name of Ralph Thomas told the Charleston Daily Mail that some relatives had parked down from his house, which was in the area of the old TNT plant, intending to play a prank on him. They crept up on the house and picked on the window to scare him over the Mothman fears. After letting Mr. Thomas know who they were and getting a big laugh out of the prank, they returned to their car, Guess what they found? The actual Mothman.
Oh!
He was standing there.
Oh!
At spotting it, the two, Ms. Raymond Walmsley and Mrs. Robert Bennett, along with 18-month-old Tina Bennett, took off for the Thomas house at full speed. Mrs. Bennett and the child falling in the mad rush. According to Mr. Thomas, quote, "It seemed like something hovered over her and got her in a trance or something, and she couldn't hardly get up off the ground." Once inside the house, it, the Mothman, stared at them through the screen door for several minutes and then took off. Experts and police officers tried to call the public with explanations for what was being seen in this part of Appalachia.
And what did they have to say?
Well, Mason County Sheriff George Johnson said that he thought that the beast was actually a type of large heron that he called a shite poke. Meanwhile, a wildlife biologist by the name of Dr. Robert Smith of West Virginia University weighed in with his opinion that this creature was a sandhill crane, which is about the height of a man, with a 7-foot wingspan. Also, the colorings of the sandhill crane fit the descriptions of the Mothman. These appearances continued to occur up until December 15, 1967. On that day, the Silver Bridge over the Ohio River at Point Pleasant collapsed into the river. The bridge was full of rush hour traffic on the afternoon of the 15th when it fell, sending 46 people to their deaths, with two victims never recovered. An investigation of the wreckage indicated that the collapse could be traced to the failure of what's called an I-bar in a suspension chain, and that the bridge was carrying much heavier loads than it had originally been designed for. Also, Gina, poor maintenance was a factor in the collapse, as you could probably imagine. And with the collapse of the Silver Bridge, the Mothman simply disappeared. Although there have been sporadic reported sightings of the creature since, including a purported photo of it published by WCHS-TV in 2016, which appeared on closer examination to be of an owl carrying a snake, there have been no credible appearances of a man-like creature with 10-foot wings and glowing red eyes in the years since the Silver Bridge fell. But however brief was the time that the Mothman appeared among the residents of West Virginia, it lives on in popular culture.
This is true. You hear much about it.
You do. In 1975, John Keel wrote the book The Mothman Prophecies, which tied up the appearances to the Silver Bridge failure, saying that the collapse was predicted by the Mothman. Keel also pointed to other strange sightings by Point Pleasant residents during the same time, including premonitions of the collapse, UFOs, and visits from threatening men in black. Skeptics say there are reasonable explanations for all the appearances, like pranksters, unfamiliar animals visiting the area, things like that. None of this, though, has stopped Point Pleasant from making the most of the legend of the Mothman. Starting in 2002, the city held its first annual Mothman Festival and unveiled a 12-foot-tall metal statue of the creature the next year. Everybody's seen that statue.
Yeah.
There is also, believe it or not, a Mothman Museum and Research Center, which was opened in 2005. The Mothman Festival is a week-long affair held on the third weekend of every September, and if you go, you'll not only get to see the Mothman himself, at least in the form of that statue, but you can hear from guest speakers, enjoy a Mothman pancake eating contest, and take a hayride tour of Point Pleasant, West Virginia, which we are confident would be well worth the visit to the city.
All righty then.
Sounds like a trip. What do you think?
Research center. Interesting. I know there's tons of people, they talk about this all the time. It's like they're paying lots of money to go visit the statue.
It's a YouTube sensation. There's, I don't know how many channels on YouTube that have a story and video from the Mothman.
It does still make you wonder what that could have been and why did it disappear and then go away? Why is it not being someplace else in another part of the country?
I don't know.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it's very possible that there really is a Mothman out there.
Mm-hmm.
Just sitting back and just enjoying all the publicity he's got.
Well, he's popular.
Well, folks, that's the story of the Mothman of West Virginia. A bit of the folklore from this place we call home, Appalachia. Thanks for listening. You can subscribe to the Mountain Lore Podcast in a whole bunch of ways. At Apple Podcasts, Spreaker, Stitcher, Good Pods, Audible, iHeartRadio, or on your own favorite podcast app. Thanks again for listening to our tales. And as always, sweet dreams, podcast listeners.